Blog Talk Radio.
Chamberlain, mi favorita. Good to see you too. Can't forget Stacey White. What's going on with Stacey? Stace, good to see me. Some of you. Let's get it poppin', y'all. Urban Therapy with Sun, 752. With this your daily go get amazing show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the... And if you can't say Omar with the R, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is Daily Go Get a Minute Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should too. This Power Monday all up in your area, right there in your face. We're talking about, see, what we're not going to do. And there may be a lot of ways that you might finish that sentence, but I need to know how y'all feeling about it today. Today, on the 11th of April, 2022, 7:13 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, what are the things that you would immediately say no? See, what we're not going to do today. See, it's Monday, and a whole lot of things can happen on Monday. Like,
you may have been on a 3-day weekend, or maybe just a regular weekend, or maybe you worked over the weekend and you feeling some kind of way about that. And now here it is Monday morning. And even though it's a fresh start, it's a continuation for yourself. You might be feeling like, I'm not really in the mood to hear none of this BS, none of this craziness. And please don't come to me with nothing dealing with no he say, she say, who didn't do their job. Don't ask me to do nothing that nobody didn't do. You go ahead and slob date. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm telling you, don't get in my that. You might be feeling like that today. Like you're really not in the mood for it today. Today might not be your day. You may have gone into work almost with your fist ball. You ain't mean to, you ain't trying to hurt nobody or whatever. But I mean your proverbial fist ball. In other words, you feeling some kind of way about anybody that tries to play you today. Like today ain't a good day to play to God. Today ain't a good day to play to earth. No. So what is it? Y'all can put it in the comments. I'm going to go on with mine. Some things that I'm thinking like, yo, here it is, April 11th. The weather was okay today. It wasn't really warm out there, but it was supposed to be like 60-something degrees on the lower side, but the wind was kind of blowing. It was a little bit chilly. I still feel like I needed a windbreaker, not to spin on my back with, but to keep the wind off a little bit. And you still got to wear a sweater or a sweatshirt right now, a little hoodie or something like that to keep you warm. You might be able to toss the Scully out for today, but that's not a guarantee that that's going to be the way that it is for the rest of the week. So what are some of the things that are in your crawl? What are some of the things that you are not having today? Are we going to do some BS prevention today? BS prevention. So I was thinking like, when it starts getting warm around my way, I live down North Philly, and I'm not saying that this situation that I'm about to describe is exclusive to North Philly, but it's definitely a staple. It's definitely a staple, and it's something that we have to deal with, and we don't deal with it very well this year. So what I'm not having is these damn dirt bikes, these four-wheelers, and all of these motorcycle convoys all doing wheelies and all kinds of acrobatic stunts on motorbikes. This summer, it's coming. Soon as it gets a little bit warm outside, some people go ahead and drop the top if they have a drop top. But everybody else, these young cats out here, they want to be out here on these four-wheelers. They want to be out here on these dirt bikes. They want to be out here on these motorcycles. And they are, they're making a bad traffic situation even worse. And they're making a dangerous driving situation even more dangerous. All of that wheeling, they wheeling with people on the back of the bike, back of the four-wheeler, no regard for public safety, no regard for their own safety. Out there hot-dogging it and all of that, weaving out, in and out of traffic. Listen, I'm not having it. What we not going to do is have them making me feel like I got to drive even more defensively because of what they're doing. So I might hit one of them. I might hit one of them this year. You know what I mean? They have to be taught a lesson. I might not hit them hard, but when they weave in and out, I might dip in. They come in on the left, I might dip to the right. Oh, dang, I ain't see you. I caught myself trying to get out your way. Did you not see me, or did you try to get out the way? Because if you tried to get out of the way, that means that you saw me. I can't remember. I can't recall. All I know is I was driving the right way, and I heard Row. I heard what sounded to me like 100 hair dryers coming my way, and I just made a move. Startled me. But let me help you up. I'm trying to be nice. I am. I'm trying to be nice. But these four-wheelers, these dirt bikes, honestly, I'm going to keep it a buck, and I hope I don't sound like a hater, but if I do, I do. You need a regular license in order to drive a car. You need a regular license in order to ride a motorcycle. You need a regular license in order to drive a truck, an SUV, or whatever. You need a CDL license to drive a car, a truck, a commercial truck. One that has more axles on it than just the two. But you mean to tell me that you can drive, you can ride a dirt bike, a moped, or a four-wheeler or a three-wheeler without a license? And the police have gotten an ordinance to not chase them for their safety and for the safety of the public. So you don't want them to get into a high-speed chase and start driving all reckless and take a chance on them killing themselves or hurting someone else who may be trying to prevent from killing them. Well, I ain't having it. I'm not having it. I might just give them a little bump. I probably won't do it, but I ain't having it. Something has to be done. It's a pain. It's a pain in the ass. It really is. Carol Tangler says, that was me today, not down for the foolishness. It's Monday. And, you know, I'm not one of those people who don't like Mondays. I actually kind of like Mondays. And, you know, Mondays are when you start off new jobs. It's when kings and queens are born. It's when you start, you make a fresh start in business. That's why I like Mondays. On that aspect, what I don't like is other people's attitudes on Mondays. I don't like people who want to treat Mondays like they didn't want to get up, they didn't want to go, they didn't want to come in, they don't want to work, and all of that. Because then you make an already sensitive situation even worse, and it ain't got nothing to do with you. Okay, you drank, smoked, got high, partied all weekend, and all of that. You're not ready to come to work on Monday. Well, you should have called out. Speaking of calling out, a lot of people call out on Mondays. A lot of people call out on Mondays. So people who come into work on Mondays got to be more responsible than you because they have to do all the work that you're not here to do. And that's not right. Ooh, who thought that this was a good day? You come in on Tuesday and the Friday. You might take off Friday if it's a pay Friday. Taking them short. And you got to make sure I get caught out there having to do all of your work. And then when you come in the next day, you're like, yo, what's going on, son? That's what we're working with. All right. Okay. Yeah, Carol, you ate them four-wheelers too? Yeah, I mean, listen, Carol, it be seeming like they be having so much fun. I'm very much pro fun, but they're too damn reckless. They are, and there's no reason I should be nervous on the road because I'm trying not to send somebody into heaven. It ain't right. They act like they want to go to heaven. I think they should get a chance. Consider it to be like assisted suicide. Oh, punk mother. So, yeah. Those are one of those things I'm not having today. Not having that. Mondays are the kind of days when you'll go to somewhere like the bank, like the market, grocery store to some of y'all down south, Midwest, whatever. Or you'll go somewhere that requires you to stand in line. And Mondays, like today, would be the kind of day where somebody will cut in line and you know, will try to get in front of you in line. Last year, the year before, this would have been the kind of day where somebody would not have respected social distancing. And you like, the markings are on the floor clearly. You're supposed to be 6 feet away. Why are you up on me? Why are you on my back? Why can't I feel you breathing? What's up with that? I said, why are you so close? Why are you making me so damn mad? It's not supposed to be this way. Back up. And you trying to cut in line, you going to find that I don't give an ish about you or your family, your peeps. I'm about to keep my fist all up on your teeth, and you not going to like it. Mondays are the kind of days where things like that might happen. And so you might have to be like, see, what we're not going to do is we're not going to be cutting in line and acting like nobody see what you're trying to do. Anybody ever try to do that to you? You know, you being in line at the market, you know, you're in line at the market and you all the way up to where the conveyor belt is to put you loading your groceries on a conveyor belt. Anybody ever come up behind you and try to start loading the stuff behind you? Like they already audited all of the stuff that you have in your in your basket or in your cart. And they figure, oh, well, if you push your stuff up a little bit, I can take this little divider and put my stuff on it. Right now, right now, right now, this is my conveyor belt. This is mine. All mine. You coming up behind me, I understand that you know, you in a rush, but guess what? You're not going to go any farther in this line before me. So I'd appreciate it if you would stop loading your groceries on this belt before I load mine or before I finish loading mine. You're about to get punched in the mouth. For what? There's no way you can be right. We're not loading our stuff on the belt at the same time. Do I look like the type of person that's having that? You're about to get an elbow smash. You know what I'm saying? When was the last time you elbowed somebody? Listen, I'm trying not to be violent today. But sometimes you got to let somebody feel your power. You know, somebody nudge you or push you or whatever. Sometimes you got to give them that shoulder. Like, I don't think you understand. Shoulder lean, shoulder lean. Give them the. You ever get somebody? An elbow to the gut will slow down a lot of people. I give you the WWE. No, no, you know what? Back in the day, the WWF elbow. Yo, stop playing with me, dog. Stop playing with me. Because if somebody give you the elbow, or if you give somebody the elbow, I should say, that's going to send a specific message to them. Like, yo, if he would have pushed me, that would have been one thing. If he would have moved me out of the way, that would have been another thing. Cat or this woman gave me an elbow. And it was a well-placed elbow right to the abdomen or to the ribs. And it hurt. Like, you probably ain't been in a whole lot of fights where you got elbowed. I'll bet you. I'll bet you the majority of people who have been in a fight any time in their lifetime has never been in an elbow fight. But if somebody elbowed you before you fight them, I bet you're going to start thinking twice, like, that elbow hurt. You got strong arms. Gave him the elbow. You know, the elbow is all of that shoulder and tricep power. You can build up your biceps. Biceps look nice, but they don't really provide any power. There aren't too many motions that you're going to perform where your biceps are going to come into play. But your triceps, oh yeah. With your bad self. 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 Funky drummer, baby. Hit him with You know what I mean? Give him to James Brown. Shirley Sher, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Sher, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, Bob? What's good? Yeah. All right. Robbie, hold on. Make sure I'm getting everybody here. All right. Stacey White. Wait a minute. Stacey White said, when they find out you crushing on somebody and they try to take the spotlight from you and they really don't know what's going on, that happened to me the other day. Spiritual warfare. Whoa. So a crush can have spiritual warfare? Robbie Ming, my big sis, she says, I know that's right, Omar. I don't do the BS. He say BS, the drama, not the drama, nor toxic people or negativity. Those dirt bikes are a pain in the butt, especially at night when you're trying to sleep. Oh, speaking of, that's another North Philly thing. When, you know, you're trying to sleep and then somebody on your block wants to play their music late at night. I don't know, 11 o'clock, 11:30. And they want to put the speaker either in their window or right there on their door, in their doorway. So they playing old school funk, like let's say Rick James, Give It to Me, Baby. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby. I betcha. I make you holler, you had enough. Give it to me, baby. Yeah, I like the song. Like the song 40 years ago. Sure did. But guess what? When I got to wake up 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:30, 5 o'clock, whatever the case may be, and it's already 11 o'clock, and you just getting started at 11 o'clock, so I know you're going to be trying to blast this shit all the way in 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning. What we not going to do, what we not going to do, you going to turn that shit off, and you going to turn it off now, right now. Yeah. I don't know if that's exclusive to North Philly, but I know one thing. They didn't do that in Germantown. I'm just going to kick it like that. Oh, another thing we not going to do. And this is not a North Philly thing. You could say it was a South Philly thing, but let me just explain. And y'all just tell me what it is. Double parking. People double parking, and people who see a parking space, but they see somebody that they know, and whoever they know comes off of the curb, comes to the car, and they inside the car, you know, they got their head inside the car window talking. So, yeah, so, you know, we going blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, you in the back of them. I don't care if y'all selling drugs. Y'all need to hurry up and make that sale. And then they want to look at you. Once I start leaning on the horn like, because I don't care. Then it's like, oh, ain't no I. It's a parking spot there. That's number one. Number two, even if it wasn't, I could make it quick. I got to go. I just pulled out of a parking spot. Not to get in a double parking spot. All right, old head, I'm saying no, but you ain't have to get all like, no. Don't tell me how I have to get. You violating. See, the truth of the matter is drug dealers ain't tough. They just sell drugs. They just put their life on the line. But what we not going to do is you're not going to be holding me up. I have somewhere to go. I hopped in the ride on my way to somewhere. All right. Carol Samuel says they need licenses for motorcycles too. Yeah. Yeah, but they don't enforce them. Yeah, because the motorcycles, they are instructed not to chase them either. So if you're riding a motorcycle without a license plate, as long as you don't park your ride or whatever, you can get away with that. You can get away with all kinds of, you know, running the lights or speeding or cutting in and out of traffic, all kind of reckless driving behavior. So, you know, yeah. Carol says, yes, they need to, but those are not meant to be ridden in the street. They are all terrain videos. I mean, vehicles. Yup, you're right. Can't tell though, can you? When you call, Robbie Ming says, when you call certain companies on Monday or Friday, no one answers the phone. So it leads me to believe that these people at these companies only work 3 days a week. Yo, Kara, I hear that. And you know what? You know what's funny? The unemployment office doesn't even open. If you collect unemployment, you can't get any service or anything on a Monday. They already know the science on that. You know what else is not open on Monday? The Pennsylvania DMV. They like, nah. Mm-mm. Traffic court is open, though. Mm-hmm. The DMV like, nah, we ain't doing that Monday thing. We do this from Tuesday to Saturday. They know what it is on Monday. They know that a lot of people take off on Monday to try to handle their vehicular business. So they decided, nope, don't open up on Monday. Make them wait till Tuesday. And that'll make it die down a little bit because they know that they'll get a chance to also do it on Saturday. Saturday. Like, you want to be all up in PennDOT. That's what our DMV is called, PennDOT. Stands for Pennsylvania Department of Transportation. Like, you want to be all up in PennDOT on a Saturday. Yeah. PennDOT is not a friendly place. It's not a nice place. It's a frustration place. And that's whether you work there or whether you need services from there. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show, and we are talking about, see, what we not going to do. I say, well, we nah, what we not going to do. Yeah. So let's keep it going. Carol Chamberlain says, I did that last year to someone in the market. They was trying to load their stuff behind you, or you was trying to load. I know you wasn't trying to load your stuff behind somebody, you know, all violating. I know you wasn't all violating. Threatened to throat punch him, too. Yes. Yes, man. I applaud that. I hope y'all at home applauding it, too. Yes. Throat punching. This is my damn conveyor belt. Everything on this belt right now on the way to the register is mine. Matter of fact, let me put it in hood. It's mine. This is mine. All mine. Get on. This mine. Stop playing with me. JC, you want to throw punch somebody? Hey, you got to do what you got to do. Robbie Mink says, you would even give the elderly the elbow. Ain't no elderly person going to disrespect like that. You know that. They not going to do that. It's the elderly people who would complain the way I'm complaining. Because they like, you awfully impatient there, huh? I see you in a rush. Maybe you should I let you go in front of me? You know, ain't no elderly person going to disrespect like that. They would never. I'm going to chance it to say there isn't an elderly person who would do that. They ain't get to be elderly by doing no whole crazy mess like that. No disrespectful stuff like that. No, that's not how they got to be elderly. They got to be elderly by knowing, you know, when to hold them, when to fold them, when to push, and when to all right. That's how you get to be elderly. You know, all of that being up on somebody and testing somebody's resolve. That's how the good die young. At least that's what they're gonna say about you. You ain't have to, You ain't have to do him like that. They ain't have to do that to him. He was only but nah. You don't deserve to be eligible. And God saw it. Took him up out of here. Robbie Ming says, people have no consideration for others. Selfish. That's true. Carol Chamberlain says, oh yeah. I hate that too. Or when they pull up to an empty space and park beside it, not in it. That. She also says, DMV is open on Saturday, so I guess that's why. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They conveniently did it from Tuesday to Saturday, knowing damn well you need them open on Monday. You need them open on Monday. They know that. They know that you took off. You took off Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. They know that. They thing is, you should have took off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They know. Cal Jamila says, funny, when I made the threat the cashier laughed real hard. Yeah. Because she know that ain't right. Like, yo, you ain't going to let this lady, or this man, you know, go ahead and put their stuff with, like, they waited behind somebody else. You think they didn't want the other person to go faster? They waited? You can't wait behind what they had to wait for? What you going to do, go through them? Speaking of going through somebody, how about this one, Carol? Since we was talking about cars a little bit before. People driving all up on your bumper. You know, there are a lot of one-lane streets. And people are pissed off about it. Streets like, for example, Allegheny Avenue. You know how Allegheny used to be four lanes? It was two lanes on each side. Now, they made it one lane. Now, that was supposed to help traffic flow better. It hasn't done that. It's had the exact opposite effect. So you ever had somebody up on your bumper, like you looking in your rear view mirror like, if I stop right now, you so close, you're going to hit me. You're going to rear end me. So you're trying to go through me. Like, you can't get in front of me if there's only one lane, unless you violate and go in the middle where the yellow lines are and go around me. And if that's what you want to do and ain't no cops around, I invite you to go ahead and do it. But other than that, get off my bumper. You know, these are times when you wish that you had, like, some kind of James Bond gadget on the back of your car. So, like, when they get close, it scratch their bumper or something like that. Like, you shouldn't have hit my car. Like, I didn't hit your car. Yeah, they didn't. But you had this 6-inch blade that if they get but so close, you know, it kind of scratches their stuff up. Ain't your fault, though. Shouldn't have got so close. You're supposed to be one car length away from everybody. Or from one car length away from the person in front of you and the one that's in back of you. No, they all up on your bumper. They all up on your bumper like they about to stop you. You know how when you get stopped by the cops, they get real close up on your bumper so they can see your license plate? That's how they doing it. That's how they doing you. Carol Simmons says, oh my God, I will stop and dare you to hit me if I can see your whole face. You are too close. Yeah, Yeah, and you're right. If you can see their whole face, they too close. You know what I mean? You ever see somebody behind you and they applying their makeup? Like, you are not paying attention. You are not paying attention. I don't know, man. On a Monday like this, a whole lot of crazy stuff can happen to you. And I hope that as this Monday starts to become, as this Monday starts to come to a close for a lot of people, I hope that none of these things or anything close to these things that we were talking about happen to you. And I hope that they won't. But you got to prepare yourself for this kind of stuff sometimes. Sometimes life gives you certain situations where it will put you on notice. Like you gotta kind of take a look at this thing right here. But I wish y'all all the best. We're going to do a couple of more before we get on the fire here. Then we're going to do these birthday shout outs. And then it's going to be. This is not a good day for annoying coworkers that maybe have a crazy sounding voice or the type of coworker that might cut you off when you're talking, things like that. That's not a good day for that. Not my opinion. That's a no-no for today. What we not going to do, don't cut me off when I'm talking. You know what I mean? Sometimes you might excuse that because you know that somebody doesn't really mean anything by it. You know, that kind of thing. But then other days, it's like, yo, don't do that. Don't cut me off when I'm talking. That's all I'm asking. Don't cut me off when I'm talking. Let me finish this sentence, and then I'll let you have the floor again. I see how important it is to you, but no, don't do that. You know, coworkers with the crazy sounding voice. Like, I don't want to hear that today. Not you. Right. Today, I think I need to work alone. You know, you can't go to your boss and be like, listen, I need to work all by myself today. Yeah, but your team. Yeah. Team Smee. I need to work all by myself today. Can you make that happen for me? Mr. Employer, Mr. Manager, Supervisor, whatever. Can you make it happen today? I need to work all by myself today or it's not going to be a good day. I might get suspended today if I don't work by myself today. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, he says, what we're not going to do is get something that is not on the grocery list. And I better not see anything in this shopping cart I didn't approve. Oh, you went to parental right. Sounding like the mama. Parental rights. And regulating in the supermarket. How did these Lucky Charms get in this cart? Cart. I'm not buying no Lucky Charms. This cart. These carts. How did this big box of raisins get in this cart? This cart. I'm not buying no box of raisins. This cart. This cart. How the hell did the goddamn Keebler cookies get in this cart? This cart. I'm not buying no cookies and cakes in this cart. This cart. Yeah, a child could receive an ass whooping over this. Today, it's not a good Monday. Maybe we should avoid the market and the grocery stores altogether on a Monday. Only special people can go shopping on a Monday. Says, Mondays are not for those crazy people who do nothing but complain either. Yeah, it's not a good day for whiners. You just type that whine and complain all the time and always, it's always somebody else's fault and all that. This is not a good day. Do that on Tuesday. You know the type of person I'm talking about. Something is always somebody else's fault, even though they are the ones who did it. Yeah, this is... No. No good, black man. No good. I got that from Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. Rest in peace, my brother, Khalid Abdul Muhammad. He was so dope. He was so dope. We about to get on about it here, yo. We got to do these birthday shout out. We got to do these birthday shout out. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. April 11th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get. Well, I'm gonna tell you like this, and I'm gonna tell you like this. First of all, I think it's my big brother's birthday. My big brother PJ. I believe his birthday is today. But I also believe that last year I found out that April 11th isn't his birthday. But I'm gonna tell you like this. Hold on. Like I said, I believe that today is his birthday. So, tentatively, my big brother PJ, happy birthday to you. Love you to death. Resuscitation. Love you right back to life. If it's not your birthday, I'm going to get at you when it is. All right. Also, Felicia Roche. Well, it's really Roach. Happy birthday to you. And also Siobhan Muse, my girl Siobhan. Happy birthday to you. And Delaine Jones, turning 53 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Lynn Williams, happy birthday to you, turning 53 years old today also. And also Ryan C. Posey, turning 37 years old today. And Ivy Summons Johnson, turning 43 years old today. And also Paulette Myers. Happy birthday to you, Paulette. And last but not least, my man Bobby Romero. Bobby Romero, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. April 11th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on and do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, yo, check it out, yo. We was talking about respect, no doubt, and sometimes when people don't respect, you can't connect and get on the meeting of the minds, and you find that you have a whole lot of dissension, a whole lot of things that get retention in the negative area where you're going. You ain't trying to see that shit. You don't really want to be. Listen, take your time today. Take your time. And when I mean take your time with others and take time and allow others to take time for you. And, you know, just be aware of what's going on with you. Because sometimes we have some stuff going on with us. And today, on a Monday, April 11th, it might be one of those days. But you can control that. You got a whole bunch of control when it comes to that. And sometimes when you take control of your life, first of all, you can never go wrong by taking more and more control of your life or exercising more and more self-control. You can't go wrong with that. So don't worry. Don't worry that you're going to control yourself so much that you'll be boring. It's going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Thank you, boom. Everything is going to be all right. You take your time today because what we're not having, I say, is something that's going to get under your skin and on your nerves and make you feel like, word. I'm about to go all up in your grill while you all in my grill. While you all in. It's going to be all right. Peace to my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love you all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get Amism show. So make sure y'all come back here at 7 p.m. It's going to be all good. It's going to be all love. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, because that's how we do. You know what I mean? Share and share alike. It's all good. All right. So my blog talkers, let me get you out of here. I'm going to say peace to you. Peace to you. You.